Information is the oil of the 21st century and analytics is the combustion engine. A person who is skilled in managing data no doubt is successful. Happy greetings to all the students. Today we are here to learn the topic Data Handling, Chapter 5 of Class 8 Maths NCERT textbook. What is data? The word data means information. Not any information, but those collected in the context of a situation that we want to study. For example, the runs made by a batsman in the last 10 test matches, marks scored by the students of your class in the mathematics unit test, number of storybooks read by each of your friends, etc. To understand better, let us take an example. Suppose there are 20 employees in an office and we need to find out how many children they have. In order to find out, we take up the first step, that is collection of data. We can collect the information in two ways. We may personally ask the employee and note down. Here the data is called the primary data. Or we refer some official record and then get the information. That would be called a secondary data. Please refer to slide 6 showing the results, namely 1, 2, 3 and so on. Each entry in the above list is a numerical fact called an observation. And the collection of these observations is the raw data. When this data is arranged in ascending or descending order, then the data arranged is called a data array or arrayed data. Well, students, this data does not tell us much except perhaps the minimum and maximum of data, using which we can calculate the range. What is range? Yes, range is the difference between the lowest and the highest values. If the number of observations is large, then arranging data in ascending or descending or serial order would be a tedious job. So to make it easily understandable and clear, we can tabulate data in the form of a table and present it as frequency distribution table, either discrete or grouped. We shall take up this topic in module 2. Yet another way of presenting the data is the graphical representation. Data is represented graphically to give a clear idea of what it represents. The different types of graphs are pictograph, bar graph, double bar graph, histogram, and pie chart. Pictographs. Pictographs represent data through appropriate pictures. In pictographs, the same type of symbol or picture is used to represent the data. Each symbol is used to represent a certain value, and this is mentioned clearly in the graph. Please refer to slide 10. This pictograph gives us information regarding the transport used by the students to go to school. According to the observation, 225 students take up bus to go to school. One way of representing would be to draw 225 faces. Oh my, this would be tedious. Therefore, we make it easier by putting up one face to be 25 students. Therefore, we can draw 9 faces to represent 225 students. Look at the next column. To show 175 students, traveling by bicycle to school, it would be easier to represent only 7 faces, because 7 into 25 makes it 175. Check the other two columns and try to understand how we are representing data using pictographs. Scroll to slide number 11. You will find a pictograph wherein one car represents 100 cars. To this pictograph, there are certain questions followed. The answers are also done. Cars produced in the month of July. Now look at the column in July. You have 2 cars and 1 half car. So 2 cars make it 200, and a half car represents half of 100, that is 50. So in total, for the month of July, we have 250 cars. Look for the second question. Now the maximum number of cars produced were in which month? July, we know it is 250. In the month of August, there are 3 cars, so that makes it 300. And in the month of September, that has 4 cars, it is 400. So which month has maximum number of cars? Yes, it is September. Bar graphs. A bar graph is a pictorial representation of data in which rectangular bars of uniform width are drawn with equal spacing between them on one axis, usually the x-axis. The value of the variable is shown on the other axis, that is the y-axis. The bar heights give the quantity for each category. Let us move on to learn about bar graphs in 2 different ways. The first one would be, the bar graph is given and we study the bar graph to answer the questions asked. The second way would be, the data is given and we learn to draw a bar graph. Please refer to slide number 15. This gives you the first type of the bar graph. Bar graph is given and few questions are asked based on the bar graph. Have a look at slide 15 and try to understand them. Moving on to slide 16, we are given the data of the fruits and the quantity that is purchased. Try to understand the information given and draw an appropriate bar graph to represent the given information. Double bar graphs. Double bar graph shows 2 sets of data simultaneously. Such graphs are very useful for the comparison of data. Please move on to slide 18. Here, a double bar graph is given, which gives us a detailed information about the marks obtained by a student in different subjects for the 2 academic year, 2005-2006 and 2006-2007. Few questions are asked. Dear students, try to read the double bar graph and answer the questions. Moving on to slide 19, data is given regarding the pets that students of class A have and the pet class B has. Draw an appropriate graph to represent the information in the table showing the number of pets owned by students in 2 classes. The double bar graph is drawn for your reference. Moving on with the slides, you have question 1, question 2, 3, 4 and 5 in the following slides. Question 6, 7 and 8 are your try these questions given in page 71 of the textbook. Please try to solve them for better understanding. Meet you all in the next module. Stay home, stay safe. Thank you, students.